really lulled. But it's one of those situations where unless you test, you don't know. So really testing once a year for things like bacteria, nitrates, and other regionally applicable things like maybe arsenic or manganese might be good things to keep an eye on from year to year.
There are several ways to do this. Your local well contractor can test the water. You can buy a home water testing kit, or you can collect a water sample and send it to a lab.
We recommend testing right from the kitchen faucet, which is one of the most highest used points in your house for water use. And that way you're testing your whole system, because you wouldn't want to just test like right by the tank and then find out you have a problem somewhere else in your water system. So testing at the kitchen faucet allows you to see what's going on in your entire system.
Your local health or environmental health department can help you interpret the results. If the test shows an issue with your water, don't panic. Henrik says there are treatment solutions for everything. Learn more about testing well water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need, locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed ashore along Florida's Gulf Coast, Hurricane Milton is now taking aim. The storm is expected to hit late tomorrow night. People are trying to leave Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from the airport in Tampa.
With dozens of counties under a state of emergency, residents of coastal Florida didn't have to be told twice to run for safety. On Monday night, Tampa International Airport was crowded with people trying to get out of town. As the weather worsens, the airport is closing today.
The highways also packed this morning with tens of thousands of people trying to flee. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing on 60 Minutes, saying of her November opponent,
"I believe in my soul and heart. The American people are ready to turn the page."
Donald Trump was extended an offer to appear on the program as well. Separately, he agreed, but at the last moment pulled out. Two pioneers in machine learning and artificial intelligence awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics today. This is ABC News. She was a star in her own right and a mother to a legend. Grammy-winning singer Sissy Houston has died.
Wasn't it good?
And the matriarch of a family with plenty more where that came from. Gospel star and music legend Sissy Houston, mother of Whitney Houston, has passed away at the age of 91 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. The two-time Grammy winner got her start singing in church with her siblings before ultimately going solo. It was in 1963 that she gave birth to her daughter, Whitney. Whitney became one of the biggest stars in the world and then eventually faced tough battles with drug addiction. She would die from an accidental drowning in 2012.
ABC's Danny New. Some doctors and nurses may need a refresher on taking blood pressure. A new study says too many are taking the readings with the patient's arm in the wrong place. That could throw things off enough to lead to a misdiagnosis of hypertension. When you get your blood pressure taken, your arm should be on a table and the cuff even with your heart. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR. So, I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy. It
feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, calm, low of 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 72. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? You should check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's easy to get to Worthington, and it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. A Sun Prairie couple is charged with starving their infant to death. 26-year-old Devarius Keys and 21-year-old Taryn Strait face child neglect charges in the February death of their 23-day-old son. Prosecutors say the pair fed the boy almond milk against doctor's orders and failed to feed him every 2 hours. A man whose body was pulled from Lake Monona last month was from New York City. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the man as 20-year-old Rowan Vaughn of Brooklyn. His body was recovered from Monona Bay September 25th, and an autopsy was performed the next day. And Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration announced funding for increased broadband. $115 million from the American Rescue Plan Act grant will go toward public facility expansion or improvement projects designed to provide reliable broadband access to local and tribal communities.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Adams Super Service, your partners, Network Car Care Center, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion with the police chief on adoption of golf cart fines, sign and ordinance updates, and the tourist park ordinance amendment and establishing fines. There will also be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center. The merger of 2 United Way organizations in western Wisconsin means the popular Day of Care is returning to Dunn and Pepin counties, and volunteers and projects are needed to make it successful. The event is an annual day of action connecting teams of corporate and government volunteers with nonprofits from across Dunn and Pepin counties. Volunteer teams complete half-day projects at local nonprofits. Announcing the return of the Day of Caring in Dunn and Pepin counties on October 10th is one of the first major initiatives of the merged organization, said Stephen McCarthy, the group's executive director. For more details about the inaugural Day of Caring and how to become a sponsor, register a team, or submit a project, visit uwvalleys.org. That's uwvalleys.org. It's 9 years in prison for a St. Croix County man from a 4th of July road rage incident last year. A judge yesterday sentenced Thaddeus Smith to prison after he rammed a car, then ran over 2 women at the boat launch in Hudson July 2nd of last year. Prosecutors say he was angry after a fight at the boat launch. Smith pleaded guilty to being drunk and hitting the 2 women. After his prison term, he'll spend the next 10 years on probation. Eau Claire's new budget looks to spend more money on city workers. That city unveiled its proposed 2025 budget last night. The spending plan tops $190 million for the first time. That'd be about a 6% increase from the current budget. Just over 40% of that money is for city workers' paychecks and benefits. The rest is for everything from fire trucks to new roads. City manager Stephanie Hirsch says Eau Claire is looking to invest in core city services. That includes a big bump for Eau Claire's Neighborhood Services Division that looks to recoup its money with more fines through stricter code enforcement. Dozens of people in Wisconsin have gotten sick from eating bad eggs in the state. The CDC said the egg recall based at a farm in Bonduelle has sickened 42 people in Wisconsin and another 23 across the country. The CDC upgraded the recall to a class one, which means people can get seriously ill and even die from eating the bad eggs. No one has died yet, but public health managers say two dozen people have had to go to the hospital. The eggs were sold under the brand names of Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, and Tony's Fresh Market. Duck eggs from Happy Quackers Farm are also included in the recall. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Wisconsin is receiving $115 million to bring internet access to public libraries and community centers. The Wisconsin Department of Administration says 35 communities will benefit from the federal funding. The Elma Public Library will receive $4.25 million to assist with the construction of a new public library and community facility. The new library and community center will feature three computer labs, three telemedicine rooms, and a large multi-purpose community space with a kitchenette. Additionally, the project will include the installation of high-speed internet with digitally equipped rooms for work, education, and healthcare monitoring, which will help address the shortage of healthcare professionals in Buffalo County. Voters will have their only chance to see Wisconsin's two candidates for U.S. Senate this week. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger Eric Hovde face off in their only debate Friday. The latest Marquette Law School poll has Baldwin up in the race by 7 points, but other polls suggest it may be a closer race than that. Hovde is trying to unseat Baldwin after her 2 terms in the U.S. Senate. The debate kicks off at 7 p.m. Friday night. A 6.5-acre wildfire at a Wisconsin state park is under control. The Department of Natural Resources says the fire started at the top of Rocha Creek Stairway at 3:30 on Sunday. 10 local fire departments helped the DNR contain the fire. The department and local crews will continue to check for additional smoke and flames. Lack of precipitation and gusty winds have increased the fire danger in Wisconsin, which the DNR says will continue this week. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has reached a settlement with a dairy accused of underpaying its workers. Ellison accused the owners of Evergreen Acres Dairy of keeping $3 million in pay owed to workers in a lawsuit filed earlier this year. The attorney general also accused the dairy of forcing workers to live in unsafe and unsanitary housing while being forced to pay rent. The settlement announced last week will force Evergreen Acres to pay $250,000 in back pay to workers, while improving living conditions for workers who stay in housing owned by the company. School threats across Minnesota are on the increase. KSTP Television obtained records from the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. They show a jump in the number of threats for the first few weeks of the 2024 school year. The BCA stats showed 14 threats so far reported this year. That's compared to only 3 threats for the same time period last year. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
We now know the site of one of Minnesota's favorite winter traditions. Officials say ice castles will take place at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds for the 24-25 season. The event has been held at several locations over the years, most recently in Maple Grove. Plans include a one-acre winter playground made of ice featuring slides, caves, and fountains. Tickets will go on sale November 26th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
The Minnesota Lynx look to get back to the WNBA Finals for the first time since 2017 when they hosted the Connecticut Sun in Game 5 of the semifinals at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx lost Game 4 92-82 Sunday. The best-of-five series is knotted up at two games apiece. Tonight's contest starts at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Wild will extend one of their top prospects. The team signed goaltender Jesper Wallstedt to a two-year deal worth $4.4 million yesterday. The contract begins after the 24-25 season. Wallstedt went 2-1-0 in three games with Minnesota last year. The Wild open up the season against Columbus Thursday. The Minnesota Vikings are out of the office for week six. Minnesota has a bye this week before returning for action in week seven. The Vikings enter the bye as one of only two undefeated teams in the NFL. They're 5-0 for the first time since 2016. Minnesota will play their next game against the Detroit Lions on October 20th. The Milwaukee Bucks are back on the hardwood Thursday night. The team will tip off against the Lakers from the Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's coming off a big loss in the preseason opener to the Pistons, where Damian Lillard led the starters with 15. Bobby Portis netted 16 off the bench. The Bucks are 0-1 in early exhibition play.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE-5.
Kansas City closed out week five of the NFL season with a 26-13 win over the Saints to remain unbeaten at 5-0 this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Chiefs and Vikings are the only two unbeaten teams at 5-0. Saints quarterback Derek Carr left the game late with an oblique injury. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he expects wide receiver Romeo Dobbs to return to the team on Wednesday. LaFleur met with Dobbs on Monday to discuss the receiver skipping practice on Thursday and Friday, which led to a one-game suspension. Dobbs reportedly unhappy with his role on the team. LaFleur asked if he had any idea Dobbs was not happy.
With all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. And, you know, I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Packers have the day off today. The basketball Badgers held their basketball media day yesterday. Greg Gard's team picked to finish tied for 12th in the league this season, but they've been known to exceed expectations. And the coach says they've been getting after it.
They're extremely competitive. And I think that we've seen that every day, whether it's been one-on-one drills, small group drills, or we get into, you know, more five-on-five. As much as I mix and match teams and try to move guys around to see who impacts winning, the competitiveness across the board has stayed really, really high.
Badgers open their season November 4th against Holy Cross. Baseball playoffs, Tigers over the Guardians 3-0. Kerry Carpenter hit a three-run game-winning home run with two outs in the ninth. Kansas City beat the Yankees 4-2. Both those series tied 1-1. Reds officially introducing Terry Francona as their new manager in Cincinnati on Monday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the low 70s. Light winds becoming northwest at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid-70s. Thursday, sunshine, warmer, highs near 80. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Ogallee, 41. Pepin and Lake City, 40. Plum City, 39. Wabasha, Nelson, 38. Mondovi, 34. Here at WRDN, we have a clear sky, 42, with Dierks Bentley. And what was I thinking? It's 722.
A beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might mean. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? The cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me.
a born to kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seems so young. Well, he spent his life working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things he should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted. Cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, it needs an extra mile.
A nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Every now and I'm bad this time, so like she knows I'm lonely. Roll
rolls up when the wild is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Warden Zider's Pretty Little Poison, 732. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and happy Tuesday. Next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM as well. Plus, we'll tell you about the most haunted road in America. And we'll tell you about a big boy statue that had something inside that's kind of just creepy. We'll tell you a little bit more about that here coming up this morning as well. Did you see the Northern Lights last night? Wow. Staff meteorologist Corey Hartman shared on his social media some of the lights from down in the Madison area, even between Madison and Baraboo. He was like, wow. Lots of reds and the whole bit. I've seen some other pictures as well from here in western Wisconsin. I was fast asleep last night, but quite the light show last night with the Northern Lights. We could still see some more of that here later on tonight. And we'll have the clear skies and the dry weather as well. We'll have more details with that weather forecast coming up.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers? Steak fajitas? Or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're gonna be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, and your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Forecast for today, sunshine. We'll have highs, low 70s. Light winds becoming northwest at around 5. Tonight, clear, lows near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid 70s. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 80. Currently across the region, we do have a mix of clouds and sun. Ocala 41, Pepin and Lake City 40, Plum City 39, Wabasha, Nelson 38, Mondovi 34. Here at WRDN, we do have a clear sky and 42 with Brooks and Dunn, and Ain't Nothing About You. It's 7:36.
Once I thought that love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much, but this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Where you cry, where you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. In my life I've been hammered by some heavy blows that never knock me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes and felt the love in Mama's hands. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, you're throwing around a lot of serious accusations. Ain't too hard to tell. You're insinuating. Well, you think I'm the one who stole her away. And if not for me, she'd still be yours today. We're both men here, so I play games. Why don't we call a spade, man to man. Tell me the truth, tell me. Were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me. If you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man. Well, who cheated who? You're the one to blame, tell me. Me, I think it's just your wounded pride. What did you really think she was gonna do? She's a real woman, she's a real, not a doormat for you. But it's too late. Why don't we just cut to the chase, man to man? Tell me the truth.
find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it, it's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close, boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck, it's been drugged through the mud, runs on dreams and gasoline, and that old highway holds a key. It's got a left foot down when it's leaving, Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing, but as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Laney Wilson, Heart Like a Truck. 7:49. I'm Brian Winnikins. High school football returns this Friday. Durandet Mondovi, and we'll have that game for you Friday night. Pregame at about 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Of course, the baseball playoffs continue. One team is looking to limit out-of-town ticket sales for the game today and tomorrow. Tickets for the Padres-Dodgers game at Petco Park in San Diego will be limited to people in San Diego County as well as Imperial County. Also Southern Orange and Riverside counties, but those from L.A. County, you're not welcome. Wow. Tickets could be purchased from Clark County around the Las Vegas area. Well, you know, because of the... There'll be a lot of sports bettors in the whole bit. All other orders would be canceled and refunded. Wow. I guess it's legal. To me, all that's going to do is, okay, I'm from San Diego County. I really don't care about baseball. I'll get a pair of tickets. I get the pair of tickets. Sell them for four times the face value. Works for me.
Being there every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Join Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services for their Customer Appreciation Breakfast Saturday, October 26th from 9 till 11:30.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE, 877-26-BIBLE.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Cold, but we gave shoulder. You don't look a day over fast cars and freedom. That song's in a riverbank, first time feeling.
This is jail.
No, I don't know
why.
You were fast cars and freedom.
All but 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Looking me up and down across the